Hold on, let me turn my hearing aid up.
Welcome.
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 What's going on this week? I'm Rob Hunter.
I'm Sean Montero.
And did you just do the Wakanda Forever sign? Did you? It's on there. No, we ain't taking it off. All right. But what's weird about it is that this week we are exclusively talking about the Snyder Cut of Justice League. So Black Panther is not anywhere near that universe. So,
okay. All right.
But
it
whatever.
Even, it
Wakanda
even,
Forever.
It
I got even, you. I'm down with you. I'm
it
down.
It wasn't even. It was.
Is that? That's cool. I'm good.
It was like a natural like response.
That's good. That's fine.
Like,
I ain't got
it's
nothing.
Like, it's like a defense mechanism.
I ain't got nothing but love for Wakanda and the Black Panther, and T'Challa and T'Chaka and all of them over there. Shuri. Okay. I ain't got nothing but love. But we are talking DC this week. We're not talking Flash. We're not talking Superman and Lois. We're not talking about WandaVision. We're not even going to talk about the Falcon and Winter Soldier, which will be on later on today. We are talking about the Snyder Cut of Justice League. Me and my expert.
Yes. See, I'm the expert.
Me and
not
my,
the semi-expert. I'm an expert.
I didn't say you did. Me and my fellow comic lover, we're both comic lovers, got up early this morning, set alarms, 3 a.m., when it debuted, and we watched the Snyder Cut of the Justice League. And we went in with high expectations. We read all of the theories and the rumors, and I'll tell you what, from now on, if you're online reading those things, take that with a grain of salt. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I know.
Take it with a grain of salt, because this is what happened with WandaVision, man. WandaVision, everybody got so hyped for the final episode because there were so many fan theories out there. When it didn't pan out, people were disappointed. And there's so many theories about the Snyder Cut out there that I'll tell you what, you might get disappointed because it doesn't pan out. But I'll tell you what, to me, it was amazing.
To me, it was also amazing. I had mixed feelings coming into this because, you know, some of my opinions from Snyder is that, you know, not every single character, but some of his movies have been wishy-washy with me. So seeing his version, though, is something that I always look forward to seeing due to how Whedon messed it up, in my opinion. But, yeah, the movie was insane. Every single expectation I had for it, you know, from seeing, well, we can't talk about spoilers, right?
We're not talking about spoilers till later on the show. So you're good for this first couple minutes. Okay. We're just talking about how we felt, but then we're going to get into deep explanations.
Okay. So the plot, everything like that, you'll see that some of it changes. Everything's new. Everything, just so whoever's seen, you know, Justice League, everything is new. This is how Snyder wanted the film to come out originally, before the reshoots, before he left and everything.
Let's, and this is not a spoiler, but let's go a little bit step further here. Everything scene-wise was new, but it was the same story.
Yes.
It wasn't anything new, different, where it comes to the storyline. There were just a lot added to it.
A ton.
And what I want to say about Zack Snyder, what I think about him almost being the perfect comic book director and writer when it comes to movies, is because his movies, if you go back to watching his movies, even when he did Watchmen, I don't know if you ever saw Watchmen.
I didn't see it, but I know he did.
Okay.
Watchmen.
But unless you're a fan of Watchmen, you're not going to watch the movie because it's not your typical action-packed superhero movie. It's a storytelling. That's what it is. That's what Man of Steel was. Yes, there's action in it. I'm not saying that. But it's a storytelling. Batman versus Superman. We watched it earlier on this week. You get back into it being storytelling. Not just a beat-em-up, brawl, popcorn flick. And I'm not talking junk about the Marvel MCU. But most of their movies are like that. It's the action-packed. It's not so much a storytelling story. You know, it's about the bad guy versus the good guy. These characters have depth to them that he does. And that's what you see more with this new Justice League compared to Whedon's version.
Yes.
is that they give the characters so much more depth.
Yes. I am a big advocate when it comes to developing the characters. I cannot stand when we're introduced to someone new or introduced to people and they're just thrown into the mix. Like, I feel like even with Civil War, you know, now that we're bringing up Marvel, it was great how they introduced Spider-Man, but I feel like the way of them just throwing him in there, you know, with Cap and Iron Man right away, yes, you had to get him in there, but I feel like seeing him work his way to that, or seeing even before he got the Stark suit, seeing a little bit of that, or seeing him swoop in or do something else, just seeing him go from that to who he is now, and then, you know, later in his movies would have been good. Not a whole, you know, Uncle Ben, this, everything, but seeing his growth through the film before we see him in action. And that's what we see with people like Cyborg. We see that with people like The Flash, even Diana at certain points. And,
yeah, I was, and, you know, there's a scene in the movie, and I don't know if this is a spoiler or not. I got excited when I saw it because it took me to a scene from Smallville. In the final season of Smallville, if you haven't seen Smallville, this is your spoiler warning.
Bro, it's been like 10 years.
Telling you, in season 10 of Smallville, okay, you have most of these characters out in the Smallville universe. You don't have Batman and you don't have Wonder Woman, of course, but there's other people that kind of take their place. And you do have Supergirl and you have Green Arrow. And one of the things they're looking for, because they're fighting Darkseid in season 10, okay? That was their big bad in season 10, Darkseid. And one of the things they were going after in Smallville to find was the Bow of Orion. And if you know the DC Comics, Orion was one of the original guys who defeated Darkseid. That Darkseid couldn't take his planet because Orion, part of the New Gods, actually defended and defeated Darkseid. Now, it was perfect for Green Arrow to find the Bow of Orion, you know, and he had to team up with Supergirl in the show to get it. So in this scene in Justice League, and I think when I explain it, when the fire goes out,
yes,
and she has an arrow in her hand, yes, Wonder Woman, and she travels somewhere else,
yes,
I thought that she was going to find the Bow of Orion.
Well, she
and I thought that we might see Green Arrow show up. This is all in a quick millisecond in my head. But spoiler, he didn't show up. No Green Arrow, so don't get excited from what I say. But it was reminiscent of that, and it made me even more excited that, wow, the canon that was going into this storyline of the legend of Darkseid already being on Earth, basically. That was like that in Smallville, and it was like it here. And I like that because that's how it was in the comics.
Darkseid's presence, and you don't see, not that you don't see a bunch of him, you see the right amount. He's like,
you feel him.
You feel him.
You
exactly.
feel him throughout the whole
thing. You feel
thing.
Him throughout the whole film. There's a, no, I can't say it.
Okay.
No, hold on. We need to.
We're going to go there 1 second. First of all, let me ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
And be honest, because I know you're a Marvel guy. I know you like DC, but I know you're more of a Marvel guy.
No, I'm more of a DC guy. That's why.
I know you like Batman, but I'm saying you're more into the Marvel films than you are the DC films.
No, I have a big liking for both. I want both to do well.
Listen,
I don't take...
Here it is. Here it is.
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
Avengers, the first one. We're not going to go into their pantheon of films that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
The first Avengers versus this cut of Justice League. Which one do you put higher?
Oh, I put this, what is it?
Be honest.
The Snyder Cut.
That's how I thought too.
I put the Snyder Cut ahead because in Avengers, yes, you have all the characters that are established coming together, but the difference is that their formula is bringing up a character, a villain, like you said, the good and the evil battling each other, and then they get thrown away. Now, Loki didn't get thrown away because obviously he's a very big integral piece, but that's what it was. Same with Ultron. He gets brought up, they come up, fight him, he gets thrown away. The reason why Thanos' significance is so insane is because he was the one character that they didn't bring up and throw away. Not only that, but he had most of the screen time in both movies, yes. But still, he was a character that was driving the force for their, even some of their division. You know, you see Iron Man and Tony still getting at each other, you know, because he's so divisive and he's so powerful and his presence has just completely torn them. You see that kind of, that same power through Darkseid, but he's not even the main character. And so seeing that, feeling that throughout the film in small doses, and just the overall plot and the overall explanation of everyone and everyone learning that they, by being themselves, coming into being a team, knowing that, yes, we need Superman to do everything. We need Superman to, you know, stop these people or whatever, and we bring them back. But knowing that they all are now united, and now that they're all, they all have their identities, you know, is a lot better. I feel like people like Black Widow or Hawkeye, they didn't have their identities established yet until later. You know, because Hawkeye, we saw him like, what, once or twice in the MCU before him?
Once before, really.
And then Black Widow we saw, but she didn't really have anything either. The most developed people were Iron Man and Cap. So, but these people all have great arcs and they all bring something to the table. They all are very more united. I feel like
there wasn't a character who didn't have to do something crucial
exactly
to win this battle. It wasn't all. Now see, in the old version, before we go any further, because I'm about to get into spoilers. Yes. Okay, we're about to get into spoilers. Okay, so we're in agreement that thumbs up on this. Not to say it blew Avengers out of the water.
Yeah,
but if it was on the television, this cut or Avengers, yeah, I'm watching this first.
Yes.
That's how I look at it. Even though it was 4 hours long,
mm-hmm,
I'll tell you what, I was tired at 3 o'clock this morning.
We also have to remember this is their first Avengers movie.
Right.
As in this is their first take of the Justice League.
But
so this
you
is
all,
their first
you,
part of that.
Well,
we don't know what's in the future, obviously.
Well,
after this,
you also have to remember this, like I was telling my friend here this week, that the way I see it, and maybe Snyder doesn't see it this way, but he does see it all connected, of course, that this is the trilogy of Superman, okay? And the way to end a trilogy of Superman is to bring him into the Justice League. And that's how I looked at it. We look at Man of Steel, where his beginnings come up. We looked at Batman versus Superman, and we argued this week about Batman versus Superman, about his feelings, my feelings. We're not going to get into all that, but he did rewatch Batman versus Superman. He kind of saw where I was coming from. And now watching this now and seeing these other characters develop, but still being about a part of Superman, you can see if they did end it here, you could see why. But I think this is going to blow people's minds. I think that even in the first day, people not watching it, I think in the next week or so, people watch. That's the great thing about streaming is you don't have to
watch
line up at a theater somewhere. This could take a week or two and really catch on, go viral, and people be blown out of the water. And then we'll hear something in the news down the line that they're going to continue this. But so two thumbs up for the Justice League Snyder Cut over Avengers. Now, this is your official spoiler warning. We're going to talk about the film. And if you are not wanting to hear the spoilers, we'll see you next week.
My goodness.
Or watch it next, or watch it after you watch the movie. But here it is. Spoiler warning. This was amazing, okay? The way they did this movie, the way they built up the characters in each part, basically, and the more scenes they showed of Cyborg, of his beginnings, and you felt more for him. It gave him more depth of not just being this human computer. Barry Allen, his love for Iris, you know, they showed the car accident and how his compassion makes him who he is.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not going to tell you the whole movie, but, you know, I will give you some spoilers.
I'll say this. Without Barry, I mean, you say what you want about Superman being there. Without Barry, I think they would have lost.
Well, this is what I mean. You're absolutely right.
They would have had an endgame right there.
In the original Whedon cut, they couldn't defeat Steppenwolf without Superman. You know?
Yes.
But this one, Superman comes back to help, of course. But they all needed to do their part. Exactly. They all had something to do.
They were all significant.
Yes. They weren't. You know, Cyborg had to do something. The Flash had to do something. Wonder Woman had to do something.
Batman was up at the cannon.
Aquaman, I mean, Aquaman was the guy that did it in the end.
Yep.
Okay.
Wonder Woman went for the head.
And I'll tell you what, the ending of this movie, totally different.
Yes.
Totally, totally different. And I will tell you this. There is a seventh member of the Justice League that comes into this late in the movie, but I'm not going to tell you who it is.
That's messed up.
I'm not going to tell you who it is. Do you think we should tell them who it is?
Why not? You just said this is spoilers. So if they...
Okay, fine. Martian Manhunter. And everybody's like, oh, we knew that. They confirmed it, all this stuff. I don't care. It was amazing to see him. You see him twice in the movie.
He looks really good.
He does. And, you know, the way they played him, the way they you know, John Jones, they didn't call him John Jones. It's called the Martian Manhunter, okay? Mm-hmm. But John Jones was always like a de facto leader or organizer of the Justice League, where you know, the figurehead might be Superman,
yeah,
and the seven original members. But he was always the one that, you know, was like the father of everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's what he kind of did here in the background. You saw that he was making pieces move where they needed to move. Mm-hmm. For them to do what they needed to do. And then he kind of stayed out of the final battle, but he let them know that I'm here from now on because you've shown me what, you know, what needs to be done. And I like that. Okay, next question here. This is before I even forget about it. We were just talking about it. Jared Leto's Joker.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say something. I always liked Jared Leto's Joker because the original Joker... In the original comics and in the 66 Batman with Adam West and in Batman 89 with Michael Keaton was always a gangster. He ran a gang, like a mafia type gang, okay? He was a little psychopath, but he wasn't like this psychopathic murderer, but he was a gangster, more about getting money and robbing banks and all this other stuff than just burning money or watching the world burn, which we saw from Heath Ledger's Joker, which kind of does more of a take on the Joker we see in Death in the Family. And later on, you know...
Can I say something?
Yes.
I don't have a problem with Leto's Joker either. I think it's great that he has more time to shine, especially near the end. The chemistry, you can already see, and we only got 5 minutes, dude.
I'm going
to
tell you.
That's only five minutes of what they are together.
I need to finish this because I was building up to this, okay? And you're going to slay me for this. That's fine, okay? Mm-hmm. Like I said, I always liked Jared Leto's Joker, okay? Because in the Suicide Squad, he was a modern gangster. If you look at guys today who are gangsters, you know, running the streets, all this stuff, that's how they look. Tattoos on the face, wearing the shiny clothes, gold plated everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's how a gangster is when we portray him in the movies nowadays. I thought he did great. Now, in this scene that he's in, there's a nightmare scene, okay? Continuation of what we saw in Batman vs. Superman. And there's a dialogue, like he said, maybe not even 5 minutes, between Batman and Jared Leto's Joker, and I'm going to tell you right this. In that 5 minutes, I was completely sold. Blew me out of the water. Hands down, except for Jack Nicholson, the best Joker out there. That's what I'm going to say. You don't have to agree with me. I'm going to say you don't agree with me.
My take on Jared Leto, I think he's a really good Joker. Where I get mixed feelings is... Okay. Perfect example is the newest Joker that we saw, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, okay? No, hold on. I'm not saying, just let me finish. he is by far not the best Joker, okay? To me, he is not, okay? My favorite and my personal, not just because, oh, it's just because he's psychotic, is Heath's. My reason for that is because in the comics, yes, Joker is a gangster. What you saw from Heath's was you saw both perspectives of what you said. Crazy, wanting to see the world burn, but you also saw him being a gangster. You also saw him take out the Falcones. You also saw him take out these people, but at the end of the day, didn't care because he has one goal, and that's to make Batman as miserable as possible and break his one rule. As Leto stated in the film, you won't kill me. Why? Because you don't kill. Now, in the nightmare, obviously, Batman is probably going to kill him. But my point is that I think he's the best because he portrays both sides of that, and he did it to the best extent.
I'm going to say this right here, that my favorite Joker of all time, and it's corny, but it's the Batman animated series. It's Mark Hamill's Joker.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
It's the classic Joker that you get to see from the comics.
Very classic.
Animated, mm-hmm. And I believe that Jared Leto's Joker kind of echoes that, okay? And this scene that we see, it's not a colorful Joker that we would see in a suit and, you know, with
this
the gags and stuff.
This is
a dystopian future, yeah. Apocalyptic future, like we saw in Batman vs. Superman. But his laughs, his mannerism, the way he spoke and changed his voice, the way Mark Hamill did, changed his voice from deep and low, like I can't do the voice, and to very high pitched. He did that. And a 5-minute scene blew my mind on the Joker again.
What I will say is the dialogue and the chemistry between the two is way better than Heath's. And that blows it out. The dialogue that he can generate. But what I'm talking about is an overall Joker. I say Heath for that reason. He will always be my favorite.
Okay.
Because he portrays.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, no. I understand your take 1,000%, and I respect it. Because you're not off. I think when you rank the Jokers, he's second, in my opinion.
That made it for me right there. That whole scene made the whole Justice League movie worth it. Because
it really
you finally got to see these two. You know, you saw them kind of battling each other in the Suicide Squad, but you
they
didn't see,
interact.
Right.
They
not
didn't
like
get
this.
The deep,
not like
rooted
where they interact in the comics, the way they interact on the TV show, the animated series, and the Justice League series, the way they've always interacted.
And the way he gets under his skin is insane.
Yes.
Like he comes at him for everything in one, he tells him everything in 1 5-minute scene about how you let everyone die. How many people does it take for me to get you to do that, to break your rule? And how many people do you need to see die before you die within yourself?
Listen,
and
this movie
it's
was
so good. It's so comic. If you are a comic book fan, you will take a new appreciation for this movie. You really will. And you can see that Snyder, like I said, I've criticized him in the past, but you can really see that he had a vision. He had a passion for this, and he had such a plan out, thought out movie and place for this film. And you really see that within the acting, in the story, in the characters, and you see that within everything. Everything
yeah.
is just better.
It
Steppenwolf,
is.
I can't, you can vouch. I've said literally like 4 times within every time I saw Steppenwolf, he's beefier. He's like,
well, even,
I wasn't.
But even
like,
the battle
the
scene
battle
that you
scenes.
Saw. When you saw Darkseid against Zeus and the other and the Green Lantern and the other, even watching the Atlanteans and the Amazons mm-hmm. come together, you got the backstory a little bit more.
Exactly.
Which, if they go into Flashpoint, is going to play heavily into it because,
to.
You know, in the Flashpoint, there's a war between the Amazons
and the
Atlanteans. So this chemistry, and I can't even go any further because we're running out of time here. And I just want, listen, I ask you, please, just to go watch it. Take time out of your day. Get HBO Max, even if it's for 1 month. Watch it. Four hours.
Watch the first one first. whether it's bad or not, you need to do it because you need to understand. Yes, you need to under. It sucks, but you need to understand the context of where this is coming from and where the development of from going from that to what Whedon did and how, in my eyes, sabotaged the film, and going to what Snyder did and bringing such a new light and new story to it. Seeing what that did and comparing the two is the best to do. Because even though the original one in our eyes sucked
It hurt me so bad because really I'm such a DC fan and I was waiting for that epic moment where the DC films, and I love Man of Steel, man, I stood in line at Walmart for early tickets, okay, at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. I can't remember when it first came out. I stood in line for these Father's Day tickets when they came out, and I went to the theater to see Batman vs. Superman. I saw all of them. Suicide Squad. I saw Birds of Prey. I've seen them all. I actually love the DC movies. I think that they're not like the Marvel movies, so people compare them to that, and they're not like that, so they're like downplayed, but I like them. But anyway, we do have to go. But before we do go, we are in agreement that this was probably this year, I know we're going to see a lot of stuff, but this year...
Right now... The best film right now,
the best
as of right now,
the best comic book
comic
content
book.
Anything
content.
And I'm gonna tell you right now
this year.
And I hope it stays. You know, we got a lot of stuff coming out this year, a lot of Marvel projects come out this year. DC doesn't really have anything else on the table, I don't think, this year.
They shouldn't
coming out, but
Marvel's gonna have a
heck of a year. But next year is gonna be DC's big year too. There's a lot of stuff coming out, but stay tuned. We're probably going to have to talk about this again in another episode, or because this is great. After watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, we're going to talk about that next week. And next week, totally different slate. We won't talk just about the Justice League. I actually want to talk to you about the Mayans, too. He doesn't watch that show, but I started watching again this week. The Mayans came back on TV, one of my favorite shows, and I want to talk about that. So anyway, for the Everything and Chill show, I'm Rob Hunter.
I'm Sean Montero.
And we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
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 Okay, see you later.